Hey guys, AJ here back with another one for you. So guys, we all know that these 304s are broke as a joke, right? So between inflation from weekend at Bernie's in the White House, you know, student loans these chicks have, high interest car loans, right? All this foolishness. These chicks are living on the streets, man. And it's crazy because guys, up until now you would never see homeless women, right? Guys, this is a thing. These chicks are living in their cars. And intense, guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, check out the playlist at the end, because guys, I have a whole playlist about chicks living in tents and in cars, right? And guys, we're gonna check out this article here. Look at this. It's called "I've been living on the road by myself for 2 years, right?" And we're also gonna go to the dumpster fire known as TikTok to look at some other chicks living in their cars. But before we do that, guys, like, subscribe, drop a comment, because it really helps keep this channel going. Once again, guys, check out the playlist at the end and check out my second channel linked in the description. If you're on YouTube, if you're on Crumble, please go to my YouTube. And guys, look at this. I've been living on the road by myself for 2 years. Here 12 things I wish I had known ahead of time. I've lived in my Subaru Forester for 2 years. Look at that. So between cold, short days, the winter can be difficult, so I follow the good weather. As a solo woman, I research where I'm going to park overnight. Look at that. I started to live on the road solo in 2019. Look at that. Organization is key. Look at that, man. If you live in a van, an SUV, a truck, or a minivan, your space is likely smaller than a house. You think? Look at this. It's been possible to maintain a normal life and a routine. Please! Well, guys, before we go any further in this article, guys, let's go to the dumpster fire known as TikTok and see what these knuckleheads have to say.
I am officially a car hobo. By choice. I ask if I know my name.
She said by choice. Please.
Nothing, so don't go ahead and scroll because you think I'm begging. I'm not, I promise. Honestly, I think I'm just going to document this journey for me and bring you guys along and see where this goes. So this is day one of being in my car. I do have work later today around 4. I'm sitting at this park in my city I live in. I'm going to chill out here, probably go to Planet Fitness to get a membership there so I can have somewhere to shower. I ordered a car mattress and like covers to block the inside of my car so you can't look in it. It's supposed to come today. I bought that shit last night. Said it was coming, so I'm ready. The other one's supposed to come tomorrow.
To come where? If you don't have an address. Did you guys hear that? And guys, look at the bull ring in her nose and this Mickey Mouse tattoo. And guys, I guess the only thing she can do is call it a journey because she is in her car.
If you wonder why I chose to be homeless by choice, it's because I live in a house full of narcissists and I Please. Can't do it anymore. I prefer to be at peace than comfortable. And the bed ain't even comfortable, so I'm going to choose my car and myself first.
Isn't it funny how all the chicks, I mean, anyone that these knucklehead 304s don't get along with are all narcissists, right? Their roommates are narcissists. Their ex-boyfriends are narcissists. Their families are narcissists. Please, right? And guys, this chick can't even respect. Guys, here's what probably happened. She lives with roommates and they said, look, you can't be crazy. You can't have people over. You can't have nug-nug on the couch. Right, and she wouldn't respect her roommate's boundaries. So instead of actually sucking it up and saying, look guys, we gotta all share a space, she's living in her car. And guys, her hashtag car hobo, hashtag living in my car check, hashtag living in my car life, hashtag living in my car be life, hashtag narcissistic parents, hashtag narcissistic roommates, hashtag car life, hashtag van life squad. And of course, all these chicks, yes, queen, yes, queen. You can do it, queen, right? You're strong and independent.
I am woman, hear me roar, and numbers too big to ignore.
Clown world. Guys, this is BS. Pink hair, nose ring, run. Clown work.
Running out of gas, first thing I'm doing is wiping my face down because hygiene. Then it's time to turn the car from night mode to day mode and put these window covers away. It was hot as hell last night, so I slept with my fan on connected to my Jackery, and I now have to put that stuff away. everything has a place in my car. The fan goes in the back and these cables go into this pocket here along with a ton of other things. Then it's time to get my pants back on and get up front and take my front windshield covers down. I just have to make it the 150 feet to this gas station, which I was elated when I did. Can you see it on my face? I always sanitize whenever I use a gas pump. You should too. I drove a few hours before stopping at this rest area where I take the opportunity to wash things out, like my toothbrush cup, and then I wipe my face down. Then I got my toothbrush.
Isn't that funny that this chick's living in her car, but like, yo, in order to have a Starbucks cup, you have to be drinking Starbucks, and she's still getting Starbucks.
Cup dirty all over again. I drove a couple more hours before stopping for lunch, and I turned my car into dining mode with the steering wheel tray. Then I made it just a couple more hours before having an absolute mental breakdown and had a shower at this Planet Fitness somewhere in Kansas. I slowly regained my sanity while jamming out to Matt Mason.
Yeah, guys, that's copyright music.
Friend for the first time, we got some sushi and took it back to his place where we hung out with his dog and I ended up staying the night.
Oh, I'm sure she did. Right, guys? I'm sure she stayed the night. Guys, what do you think she had to do to, stay over, if you know what I mean, right? Only chicks can be bums and have a place to stay. And guys, she's got the bull ring too, guys. And we, like I said, guys, they have nature's credit card, right? So they can pay for anything that way. Guys, here, hashtag living in my car, hashtag hotel civic, hashtag nomad, hashtag van life, hashtag living in my car life. Please, clown world. Look at this, guys. They try and make it seem like living in their car is so glamorous. Look, this chick's a tornado. Not so glamorous now, is it? Look at this.
So now I have to get rained on because I had to open a window. It is so hot right now. And all my windows are closed because it's like pouring outside.
Look at all these
tattoos. Oh well, I'm getting rained on as I eat some food from Whole Foods that I just got. And I'm hiding under my bed for storage, or I'm hiding under my bed for shelter since I couldn't make it to my underground shelter location, which is like pretty much just an abandoned building where I usually go if it's like a tornado or something. But under the bed it is. I guess that's the privilege or the upside of having underbed storage in your van or in your vehicle. So fingers crossed this ends soon because it's scary.
So there it is, guys. Stuck in a car in a tornado, and of course, guys, of course she has her GoFundMe. Guys, don't ever donate to any of these knuckleheads GoFundMes, man. It's all a scam. Guys, look at her hashtags. Hashtag shelter, hashtag tornado, hashtag car life, hashtag living in my car, hashtag Houston. Look at that, guys. Look at that, guys. These chicks are cooked. They're homeless. They're outside in tornadoes, and they're still trying to be like, oh, it's freedom. Please, clown world. I told you guys, these chicks are homeless. They're homeless, man. Look at this. Now she says there are plenty of days I go to a library or cafe to work through my to-do list or to sit at a laundromat to clean my sheets and clothing. I also make time to cook larger meals and save leftovers for the week. She said, every day doesn't have to be an adventure. She said, first I was often torn between resting and doing something cool. Every day I explored new places. I found that I could still burn myself out while living on the road because you are a chick. Right, guys? I take a rest every day once in a while, so whether I sleep in, go to a cafe, sit by a river, and read whatever fuels me. So this chick is making it seem like being a bum is some awesome lifestyle. Look at that. Look at that, guys. She says, as an extrovert, I struggle with loneliness. Living on the road, it takes time to form a group of friends. Oh, you mean a group of hobos? Look at that. Cold temperatures and winter temperatures. Look at that. Hopping around different ski resorts. Look at that. So she goes to bed at 5 p.m. because the only way to stay warm is inside and when the sun isn't out. It adds to the loneliness, and it's harder to motivate herself to do anything when she wakes up and it's 10 degrees outside. Look at that, man. Guys, this is the future for all these chicks, especially on the West Coast, man. And they try and make it seem kind of glamorous, but guys, we all know it's cap, right? And here's the thing, guys, get a roommate, right? What are you doing? Man, oh man. And guys, to actually act like, yeah, this is fun, this is great, please. Look, and this she tries to say this, that she takes care of her car and does the maintenance. We know that's cap. She probably can't even change a tire. Charging electrics takes time. Please. I make sure to research and plan where I'll sleep. Guys, can you think of anything more vulnerable than a homeless woman out there? Look at that. There's an app called iOverlander. Please, have an exit plan. So, now here we go, guys. She said, so wherever I camp, I always orient my car directions so that I can jump in the front seat and leave immediately. I also sleep with my keys, glasses, headlamp, and a knife right next to me. Now, guys, you would think that she would get a firearm, right? You know what I'm saying? Although this occurrence is unlikely, I feel much safer as a solo woman on the road when I'm prepared. Say, knowing how to react and efficiently make it out during a risky situation is valuable. Man, oh man, guys, these chicks are cooked. Because, guys, even in the face of not having a house, living in their car, they're still going to try and write an article to glamorize this. You're homeless! You're living in a Subaru Forester. Am I taking crazy pills here? So, all right, you guys, this is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Check out the playlist at the end, guys. Guys, these chicks are cooked, man. Right? And guys, if you're ever out on a date and a chick says that she's living in her Forester, guys, get up and walk away. Right? Guys, order food, eat half of it, excuse yourself to go to the bathroom, and get out of there. All right, guys. Have a good one.